Welcome to Care to Discuss, and today we are talking about the NBA Finals, the recap of baseball, the Fantastic Four of overrated restaurants, and the Song of the Summer. Today we have a reoccurring host, and it's Josh again. How are you doing?
Sup.
Sup. And I'm here too, like every week.
Duh.
And the NBA Finals happened. Lakers in five?
Someone in five.
I wanted to be five. I'll asterisk that tweet all day.
Raptors in five with an asterisk. So if they lose in five, it don't matter. If they win in five, then we're right.
Yeah, that's right. As long as it's five. And then we can always do 5-1, 5-2.
Wait, exactly.
5+1? Five.
Yeah, five.
Yeah, we're doing better algebra math here, guys. Come on. So if you didn't know, it's Drake versus...
Dre.
Dr. Dre or Draymond?
Draymond.
Oh, his best friend. So Drake decides to go play basketball for the Toronto Raptors, and he's pretty much the MVP of the team, right? Is that how basketball works now?
I guess so.
If it's your favorite celebrity is the one that...
But last time I saw Drake shoot basketball, it was with Kentucky, airballed it.
Yeah, I mean...
So I don't know how much better he can do than Draymond shooting a three.
Well, you go for... I mean, at least Draymond is like 1-for-27, but when he makes that one, it's the clutch one.
That's true. So, he flexes on a point guard.
Yeah. Flexes on Nate Robinson. He's not even playing anymore. But, I mean, as long as you can dunk on him. I mean, Nate Robinson dunked on Yao Ming, didn't he?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Who's Yao Ming now?
That was dirty.
He's
in the Hall of Fame, so it don't matter. But Drake called Draymond Green trash.
So Drizzy Drake, like, not, okay.
But, so that was interesting. And he flexed. He pulled the all-time flex on Steph Curry rocking his dad's jersey for the Toronto Raptors. I loved that.
So would you say that Drake is now Steph Curry's dad?
Oh, he could be. There was a picture that went around, and it was a picture of Ayesha Curry next to Kawhi Leonard with his face. And then Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry.
Oh my gosh. Those are the best types of memes.
I love it.
It's when they decide that someone's their dad, and so they just go get their wife or their mom and just plaster their picture on the dad's face and then just have a little baby Drizzy, or not baby Drizzy, baby like Steph Curry.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Steph Curry gets so much trash for being in like five NBA finals in a row. And
no matter, his wife not happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, the refs screwed it up again, didn't they?
His wife needs some guys looking at her.
Hey.
Where's right, Drake, hit her up.
Hey, I just want to say one thing. Riley Curry? Where's she at?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not trash talking? Oh, do you think she's a Fairweather fan? Fairweather daughter?
Probably.
Yeah, she's probably staying at Seth's house right now. So... Or Drake's house.
Whoa.
How old is she now? She's like 12 now?
I don't know how old she is.
Yeah. She used to be a superstar, a meme, and
when they first went to the finals, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it got cute after the first time, then it got really tiring, and then LeBron came in. Was that even a final? He blocked somebody. It was Kyrie's team anyway. So.
I just liked how Draymond Green said he was the best defender in the league, and then the Siakam guy... Pascal Siakam, or whatever his name is, comes out of nowhere, most improved player of the year, easily going to win that award, and then drops like 30-plus points on him.
Man,
I love it.
That Siakam guy sounds like he should be like a barge trash boat brand. It just sounds something that's like...
Let me drive a boat.
It sounds like it's something foreign, but something that like Germans made or Italians made. Yeah, we'll talk about Italians soon. So Steve Kerr, stat of the day, right?
He has the worst winning percentage of all the coaches that have ever made the NBA finals, and to play the Toronto Raptors in the game one finals. Because the Toronto Raptors have only played one other team, and that's the Warriors. And now Steve Kerr has the worst winning percentage against them.
Wow.
So that's a great stat of the day.
I mean,
sabermetrics.
Is Steve Kerr even that good?
He's trash. He can't even beat the Toronto Raptors.
He can't.
His winning percentage is zero.
You know, we have the same winning percentage as Steve Kerr.
Exactly.
Zero.
Rockets are just as good as him. I'm just as good as Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I mean, he did mess up the Phoenix Suns. You traded Shaq for somebody. I don't know. I mean, if you didn't have Steve Kerr, I don't know. Steve, do you think Steve Kerr's the problem in Golden State? I think his coaching just terrible.
No, I think it's Ayesha Curry.
Ayesha Curry.
Because she's probably trying to get with all the Steph's teammates.
Gosh, that's going to be so good in 20 years when we see, like, why everyone fought him. So
it's going to be like when what's his name got with LeBron's mom?
Delonte West?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yes. So where's Delonte West at?
Delonte, where are you at?
He's we need you to join the Warriors so you can hit up Ayesha Curry, please.
He's like, sup. Text her. It's like, you remember that, it's the J.R. Smith meme, but he's shooting a three, and as soon as he's shooting the three, it says, hey.
Oh, yeah.
The jump shot, and he makes it. That's where Delonte West is coming in right now.
Let's go.
So, yep. So, baseball season's still going on. Have you been watching?
Yeah, Astros are doing well, like they always do.
I mean, the Braves are doing well.
It's too easy.
Cool news about the Braves, right? They got the All-Star game coming in 2021 at SunTrust Park.
That'd be nice.
How do we feel about this?
Well, as long as the Astros are doing work there, then I'm fine with it.
Just the Astros doing work?
Yeah. Oh. An All-Star game.
Are you saying that they're an All... Whoa.
The whole team.
How about Mariznick?
He's trash. Come on.
Come on.
He ain't making it.
Yeah.
He's bad like
pinch
a
runner. Pinch runner.
He's bad like a 123.
He'll be a defensive replacement in center field
for
Mike Trout. So, wow. Other than that, the Braves called up a new left fielder, Austin Riley.
Who?
I hate you. So, like in 15 games, I think he's hit 7 home runs. And his best home run was a grand slam when he was losing 11-4. I love those.
No, 11-0.
11-0. And then he made it 11-4.
And then, yeah.
He hit 2 safeties on that one. So.
Yeah, he's doing work. He's playing really well.
He's just hitting every fastball out of the park. Yeah. I don't want film to happen, so.
That's what's going to happen.
He'll turn to Jeff Francoeur real quick. So that's the worst case scenario. Or he'll turn into Jason Hayward for the Cubs. Worst case scenario.
Gosh.
Or he could turn to David Justice. Or Chipper Jones.
Whoa.
Or Babe Ruth.
Yeah, right.
Or Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry?
Oh, no, that's football.
Sport.
Oh, I miss football. Can it come back?
And what? Well, they're already doing OTAs.
Oh, Odell's been skipping OTAs.
That's true.
I mean... Oh, yeah, Austin Riley, he's a good player. But, oh, speaking, I have to revert on a take about my NL pennant race. So, the Nationals.
So who'd you have for your NL pennant race?
The Nationals.
Whoa. And how are they doing?
They suck. So, I'm going to revert
that
on my
take. That was a hot take. All right, so whose bandwagon are you jumping on now? For the NL.
For the NL right now? I'll just go back to the Dodgers.
I mean, Cody Bellinger's doing work.
Balling out.
I hate them so much.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's the Dodgers, but I like the Braves.
That's right. When they start playing someone good and they have to start winning, then they'll start losing.
When they go into the World Series.
Yeah, then they'll lose.
Yeah. So. Oh, the Cardinals are doing pretty well, but, I mean, they're the Cardinals, so they'll be a heel and everyone's...
Yeah.
Gosh, I hate the Cardinals are so annoying.
All right, who's your AL pick?
Oh, it was the Yankees. Let's go Yankees. I'm a Yankees guy now. How are they doing?
I think they're first in the division.
Yes.
Even with all the injuries.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's steroids.
They're like, I think they've won like 30.
Yeah.
30 plus games.
Yeah.
Or 30 games exact. And the majority of their starters are out.
Had you ever played Risk before?
Yeah.
All right. Remember when you're playing Risk and then you are like attacking someone's land, but they're like the people with all the countries around you? Like, oh, you go kill off one area, and then they'll still get, like, 40 reinforcements. That's kind of how the Yankees are. They just kind of just...
Yeah.
They just pump out... It's like the movie Ants, when they just pump out ants.
Oh, yeah. You know why they're winning, though, right?
Why? Because
that one dude's got freaking dope cleats. What's his name?
Who?
That one guy for the Yankees. He was wearing, like, Travis Scott Jordans.
Gregorius.
No. I think his name's like Frazier or something.
Oh, Clint Frazier? The dude with the redheaded kid? Is he white?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to play for the... He was drafted by the A's and then got traded over.
Yeah, Clint Frazier has, like, dope... His cleats are so sick. He's got the best cleat game.
He looks like a tool.
Yeah.
And he looks like the person... I hate him. Yep. Yo,
That's why they're winning.
I used to have Nike Shox baseball cleats. Those were fire.
Whoa.
Yeah. Rest in peace to the good old days. Oh, I hate them.
Well, you picked them to win, so.
Yeah, but, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm a Yankees fan, I forgot. So, yeah, baseball's going to get in full swing. In about a month, there's going to be the All-Star game at Jacobs Field or Progressive Field for the Indians. Oh, you know that you can go vote for your All-Star team on Google now.
Yeah.
So,
Astros,
you know.
The whole Astros roster's making it.
Yeah, you know what I did? I gave everyone that was worthy. Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Josh Donaldson, Danny Swanton. Ronald Acuna.
I hope you go vegan for Josh Donaldson.
He has to hit 40 homers and, like, we win the World Series or something. Or he has to win the MVP or something crazy.
No, 40 homers in the World Series. But, you know, it's funny. You didn't even pick them to win the pennant.
Yeah, so. I'm that's the thing. I'm just going to go. I just got a text message. Stop distracting me. So then, yeah, if the Braves win the World Series, I'll cry. That's it.
That's how I felt.
Did he cry when the Astros won the World Series?
I was just shocked.
How does it feel?
I was still in shock.
Was your face numb?
Yeah.
Oh.
My whole body was numb. I was like, oh my gosh, we did it. We like legit did it. And the best part is, we were going to Disneyland the next day. So while all the people in California were rocking their Dodgers jerseys, your boy was rocking all my Astro stuff.
Hey Josh, after you win the World Series, what are you going to do?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Woo!
This is a free $50,000.
Ah, yes, $50,000. What would I do for $50,000?
Win a World Series?
Win a World Series.
Your kids to watch the Cowboys win a Super Bowl?
I've already sold 3 sons and like 6 of my souls. So if you...
And they still haven't won your World Series.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
So how many souls... So if I already given up one, how many... Like, who would the souls be taking away from? Would it be taken away from my soul or just souls of like people I care about?
Your girlfriend, so.
Oh. I forgot I'm not gay anymore.
Yeah.
Ah. Sorry. If you die... Oh, yeah. So, we're going to go on to the next segment. I'm sorry if anyone's losing their soul. All right. We haven't done this in a while. The Fanforstic 4, right? So, today's topic on the Fanforstic 4 is the overrated restaurants. So... me and Josh are just going to pick 2, and that'll equal up to 4 if you did, for the boys at home. 2 + 2 = 4, not 2 + 2 = fish.
If you need a calculator, go ahead and grab a calculator, type 2, and then plus, and then 2. And I'm pretty sure it'll give you 4.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Don't forget. Do your math, son. So, Josh, what's your first restaurant that you have?
All right. So, my first restaurant is Panera Bread.
Panera Bread.
That place is so overrated. The reason why is because the portion sizes are so small.
Okay.
I feel like I eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
And they really cut back on their portion sizes. They used to be pretty decent when I worked there because I used to work there. That was my first job.
Ooh, you worked at Panera Bread.
I worked at Panera Bread.
So,
and the portion sizes were good. And now they're freaking small. You get a sandwich or a soup or both, and the size of the sandwiches now are like the size of like my phone, the iPhone 8.
Wow.
Like, that's a small freaking sandwich.
That's like a PB&J with just no crust, but
yeah,
you take like half.
But that's a full sandwich, not a half sandwich.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so imagine the half sandwich.
So, I got a question. Like, you've noticed this since you worked at a place like that, right? Like, I worked at Subway, and we would, like, cut down. Like, now they overprice. The thing about food right now is that they'll price it more, but they'll give you less of a portion.
Yeah, that's exactly what
they
did.
That's so annoying.
I know.
Right?
It's freaking
and then,
stupid.
Like, I guarantee you the soup comes in a bag. Spoiler alert. Does it?
Yeah.
Come on.
You can get it at Sam's Club.
Sam's Club?
You can get the soup at Sam's Club. And the mac and cheese. Spoiler alert. The mac and cheese gets
microwaved. We gotta talk to Sam and see what's up.
The mac and cheese that people pay $8 for to put in a bread bowl gets microwaved before it gets put in there.
I mean... My take on...
And you're paying $8 for that. You might as well go get some Kraft mac and cheese. $4 for $5.
Oh, no, no.
It's $4 for $5.
No,
so you're saving some money.
No, no, no. Not mac and cheese. No, 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 no. And it's like white mac and cheese or yeller. I don't like white mac and cheese is good.
White mac and cheese is good, but I'm not gonna pay $8 for something that's
been $8 for like some Panera bread. And I guarantee you, you feel all they're all snobs. And the thing about Panera bread is always next to a Taco Bell. And then when your mom takes you there,
the one in Idaho Falls next to a Taco Bell.
Oh gosh, I know, right? It's like there's one in like back at home in Georgia. There's a Panera bread behind the Taco Bell. And like when like I was with my mom or my grandma, I was like, oh mom, we just go get some Taco Bell. Give me some like 4 beefy 5s, right?
Yeah.
As like 16-year-old boy Troy, right? And then you go to Panera Bread and you're like, what is this? This is not Subway. Where's my Southwest Chipotle sauce?
Whoa.
Whoa. All right. So I have a, so we're going to go back and forth on this, right? So my overrated restaurant is just any Italian restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, any of them. Olive Garden, right?
Okay, but you don't like the breadsticks?
I mean, okay, the breadsticks are good. Bear with me.
All right. You don't like the chicken Alfredo?
Oh, I love the chicken Alfredo.
All right, so it sounds like you like it.
So what else is at a... ask me. What else is at a Italian restaurant, Josh?
All right, Tour of Italy plate. So you got your lasagna, which is fire, a chicken Alfredo on the plate, and a chicken Parmesan with some marinara sauce.
All right.
That's bomb.
Hold up. Why are you about
to... You get your unlimited salad. That's bomb.
What kind of salad?
It is overpriced.
No, now tell me.
It is $18 to $20.
Now tell me, what kind of salad do you get?
It's just the traditional Olive Garden salad. I don't know. I guess it's like a Caesar.
All right. I think you answered. Why am I about to change my overrated restaurant? Because you just said lasagna, chicken parm, and fettuccine Alfredo, right?
Yeah, bomb. That's the only thing you... That's the only thing to get when you go to...
So you're telling me... How about they just have the Tour of Italy just be on the menu?
Oh, it is. That's all I look for. I'm like, all right, where's Tour of Italy?
Where's Tour of Italy?
But okay. The only thing that stinks about Italian restaurants is I know the food's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
But they charge you like $24 for this Tour of Italy plate.
It might be just like the Macaroni Grill. That's what I'm feeling. Whoa. Or Johnny Carino's.
Oh, man.
Like, the thing, did they take away you drawing on the coloring on the tables? Remember they used to have like the paper they used to color on? Yeah.
Those were fire.
See, dude, like...
I'd always play tic-tac-toe.
Oh, gosh. I used to always go against... See, the thing about my Italian restaurant is that I always try going in against the grain and, like, getting a pizza, and then you eat the onions. You can taste, like, a little, like,
gritty. I've never gotten a pizza at an Italian restaurant.
See, or I get, like, chicken fingers, or I get something else, and then but I don't like pasta. But then, like, lasagna's good. Fettuccine Alfredo's good.
Yeah.
And the chicken parmesan is good.
Yeah, but, so just go there and get a Tour of Italy plate.
It's just right next to like a good restaurant, like a Mexican restaurant, or a B-Dubs.
That's true.
Yeah, or a McDonald's.
That's not a good restaurant.
There's like the Sunday stigma. It's like it's a Sunday place to go to. I'd rather go to Longhorn or Longhorn Steakhouse, Flo's Filet. Oh, my girl. So that's how I feel about Italian restaurants. I might have been convinced. So Little Caesar, is he Italian or is he Greek? Okay, embrace debate. Is pizza an Italian restaurant?
Is pizza an Italian restaurant?
Like Domino's.
Or... Whoa. No, because pizza in Italy is made completely different than it is here.
Pizza. Let me try the pizza. All right, so.
One bite, everyone knows the rules.
What?
One bite, everyone knows the rules.
One bite, everybody knows the rules. No advertising for the bad place. So what's your second restaurant, Josh?
All right, my second restaurant is Red Robin.
Yum.
No.
No yum.
Boo.
All right, go on. Tell me. Okay,
let me start with their bottomless, quote-unquote, steak fries, okay?
Bottomless? I like fries.
Okay, but their steak fries are the worst fries to serve bottomless, okay?
Because there's only 4 of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
They don't season their fries like the new Wendy's in Rexburg.
New Wendy's in Rexburg.
Steak fries are just not good in general.
Why? Because it's thick?
They're too thick. I need me some crispy, thin fries.
The thing is that...
Not thin like Freddy's.
But
like
I have a take on
like,
Freddy's
fries. Like McDonald's fries.
McDonald's?
Or you can give me some waffle fries.
Okay, waffle fries. I do like skinny fries.
But steak fries are not good.
Because skinny fries are good with like cheese on top of it.
Well, yeah.
But the thick fries, the thing is that it gets, like, too crunchy on the outside. That's what I want, right?
Right.
But the consistency on the inside, it's, like, goes from like crunchy to mush.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, it's because you don't cook it well enough. And I mean, it's bottomless, but I mean, they're twiddling their thumbs up there.
Exactly.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they'll give you like 4 or 5 fries at once.
Yeah.
And then you season it yourself.
Yeah.
But then their burgers are way overpriced and they're not even that good.
Do they burn their burgers?
You know, the last time I went there was, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But I don't think their burgers are good. I can go here in town. I can go to Wendy's and get me a better burger than Red Robin.
You can microwave like a White Castle burger better than that.
Whoa. All right, let me go to Walmart.
Dude, Big Judge is good though. Big Judge.
Oh, Big Judge is fire. Yeah. Now that place is good.
Yeah.
I won't go to Red Robin.
No, yum. And the thing is that my last time I went to Red Robin, I think I got those like little like Sprite things that had like they had like these little lemonades.
Oh yeah.
And they demasculinized me by putting them in these little like twisty prissy cups, and I just like sip my straw once and it's gone. It's like all ice. I hate it when restaurants do that. They give you all ice.
I know what you mean. I'll pay good money for a burger.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna pay good money for a terrible burger. And that's what Red Robin does too.
Yeah.
I'll go to Big Judd's, spend whatever I need to, like 12 or whatever on a burger. But I'm not gonna go to Red Robin and spend $12 or $15 on a burger and it be trash.
You know, Red Robin has this thing where when it's your birthday month, you can get a free burger from Red Robin. So you know what I did? I thought I liked Red Robin. So like the first day my parents moved, like one of the first days that my parents were in Alaska when I like visited them there, we went to Red Robin and I was asking for my free burger because it's my birthday month. And they said they didn't do it.
Wow.
So that's the last time I went to Red Robin. And that was like 4 years ago. So Red Robin, your steak fries suck. You suck. Burn off the face of the earth. And nobody loves you. So, my second overrated restaurant is the Cheesecake Factory.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The cheesecake is good, right?
Okay, what about the bread they serve you?
Okay, the bread, I mean, I've been just to Outback before. I've had the black bread.
All right.
The chocolate bread.
Yeah.
Do you think the bread...
That's fire.
All right, do you think the Outback bread is made out of chocolate?
It could be.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, the bread is fire. It takes them 45... The service is good. Don't get me wrong. Service is good. Makes it feel like it's all nice and bougie. Oh, P.F. Chang's is overrated. Oh,
whoa.
They're both together.
Whoa.
If I'm going to a Chinese restaurant, right? What do I want to get at a Chinese restaurant? You know the answer. You know the answer.
Orange chicken.
Where's the orange chicken at?
All day.
Where's the orange chicken at P.F. Chang's? Where is it? Where?
I don't know.
They're both.
I haven't been there in a while.
P.F. Chang's and Cheesecake Factory have to be
okay. They got good kung pao. I think it was kung pao chicken or something like that.
What color is it? Orange?
I don't remember. I haven't been there.
If it ain't orange, it ain't right. So yeah, they're I think they're together. They're
both. If it don't make my stomach hurt, then it ain't good.
All right, here. Yeah, only the orange chicken at Panda Express is good, guys. But here, this is the reason why you don't like Cheesecake Factory. When you open up your menu, how many pages do you have to flip through?
I haven't been there in forever.
All right,
I'm assuming about 3 or 4 pages.
No. Oh, buddy. Look it up right now, guys.
All right, hold on. Cheesecake. Let's see this.
I mean, the cheesecake is good. Cheesecake Factory. There's a whole page full of cheesecake given, right?
See, that's where I draw the line, because I'm not a cheesecake fan, so.
So you're biased.
So I'm biased towards it. Like, but their bread is good.
Their bread is good.
All right. So you have desserts, small plates, snacks, and appetizers. These are the list of everything that's on the
menu. Swipe a couple of times.
So salads, superfoods, flatbreads, lunch specials, hamburgers and sandwiches, pasta, steaks, chops, fish, and seafood, specialties, eggs, omelets, Saturday and Sunday brunch, kids menu, and then your cheesecake.
All right, how many items could you see? You're looking at the menu right now.
I'm just looking at, and then I got to click on whichever one I
want. Wow, why am I opening up a textbook when I'm eating at a Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
So the thing is
like... So this is the table of contents. So now I need to click on which chapter I need to go to, and then find the section.
Might as well get tested on it. Shoot, come on, man. Like, the thing is, like, the food's okay, right? It's not like Drake calls it, why are you crying at me, a cheesecake or whatever. Like, yeah. I mean,
don't
I mean,
don't fight with me a cheesecake.
Don't fight with me a cheesecake. You know why? Because she doesn't know what she wants to eat. And he's like, dude, come on, pick,
pick. He already picked the restaurant because she didn't, because you know she couldn't pick.
Yeah.
And so now they're at the restaurant and she still can't pick.
I mean, like, Drake's already down, like, Drake's already eaten like four boxes of like bread from there. So he's not, he came here, he know where he came. Drake's a smart dude, right? He came for the cheesecake. It's not called the Bread Factory.
It could be.
And the thing is, it's like you catch him on a prom night or catch him on homecoming. It's not even that good.
I know.
And they, oh gosh, it's like if you're gonna be a good restaurant, you gotta have like you go to a Waffle House. Bear with me, right?
Cracker Barrel
had a few pages. Don't get me wrong, but I found
the okay. But Cracker Barrel's fire.
Cracker Barrel is fire. Their food is good.
You can have a few pages if your food's good.
Yeah, exactly. Like if it's called the Cracker Barrel, what do crackers eat? Pancakes, right? Yeah. I go to the pancakes and chicken dumplings side.
All day.
So you go to Waffle House, there's waffles on there. One whole side is all about waffles. You flip it over, then there's the part that you don't look at.
Yeah, because you ain't flipping it over.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting me the All-Star Special.
You get the All-Star Special every time. You go into IHOP, what do they have? Pancakes? You just don't even open up the next two IHOP. Pages. Rest in peace.
IHOP.
What's
National House of Burgers.
Like, you know when you go, like, there's this place called... the Spinard Roadhouse. Bear with me. It's in Alaska. They have...
Oh, is that where you're from?
Yeah, I live there now, guys. Sorry. So you open up this menu... Don't even open up a menu. They give you a laminated sheet like a play call book.
Oh, yeah.
And it's only one side. I love 12 items.
I love it.
And they don't even put the drinks on there because they know what you want.
They know you want an ice cold...
Cherry Coke.
Ice cold... Dr. Pepper.
Ice cold Dr. Pepper. And they, you know, say, hey, I want a cherry Coke. And they're like, what's up? I'll put that little Grenadine in there for you.
Oh,
the sugary red cherry stuff. But yeah, Cheesecake Factory, getting on with it. You open up the menu. You're like, oh, what chapter am I going to read? You open it up. I'm like, oh, I want a burger. Oh, wait, it's like $19. Oh, wait, I'm going to go into the lunch section. Oh, it's kind of, you have half a sandwich. Or you can
For $12.
Or you can get a steak.
At Cheesecake Factory.
At Cheesecake Factory for like $40. And it's just like, you have to hone in on your craft. If you're at the Cheesecake, don't get me wrong, cheesecakes are good. But if you're going to a restaurant, if you open up so many pages, your chef can only do so many things. And you have to train them. They're going to hone in on certain things. And it's just like, just stuff like that. You're gonna do well with your restaurants when you have like 20 or 25 items, not 800 items. And then we all know it's going in the microwave anyway. So, like, cheesecake, you're too expensive. And when I go, I have to go take my sister down to Salt Lake to go eat there. So, But it's an experience. I'm here for the food, not the experience. I'm not at Disney World. I'm not going to the happiest place on earth to go eat cheesecake. I'm here to eat cheesecake.
You mean churros?
Where?
At Disneyland.
They have churros at Disneyland? What?
Are you serious?
What?
You've never had their churros at Disneyland?
What is Disneyland? I go to Disney World because
Hey, Disney World, they got churros too.
They got Dole Whips there.
Yeah, Dole Whips.
Oh, you know what else they have?
Turkey legs.
The turkey legs? You know you know what a dilly bar is, right?
Yeah.
The Mickey Mouse head bar.
Oh, man, those are good.
Oh, you know what else is good? They're chicken fingers.
Yeah, the chicken fingers.
Oh, they have creme brulee. Oh, there's food service, desserts at Disney World. Okay, no free ads, but Disney World, their food is good. The only reason why you go to Disney World is for the food. You don't go for the rides. You don't want to get sick
from all. You go for the experience.
The experience, for the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't throw up at Disney World, did you live right? If you don't throw up on, like, Thunder Mountain. Let me, all right, let's go to the Cafe Rio. Not Cafe Rio.
Oh. Goofy's Kitchen.
Goofy's Kitchen. Oh, wait. Oh, no. We'll go to Chef Mickey's. Oh, wait. How about we go to Ohana's? Oh, wait. How about we go to, the Crystal Palace? You know what's in Crystal Palace? Breakfast buffet.
Yeah, so is Goofy's Kitchen.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I want a breakfast buffet now. Oh, gosh. Underrated restaurants. Properly rated restaurants. Any breakfast food. All right, we're going on to the next segment. It's called Song of the Summer. Again, Song of the Summer. I kind of screamed too loud. I got too excited. And I had to go to the restroom. Did I? No, I didn't. But I had to think about it. I had to calm down a little bit. So, guys, we're going to go to the Song of the Summer. What is it? Gucci Mane and Justin Bieber just came out with the song. And we all know. I don't think y'all know. Justin Bieber is a guilty pleasure of mine. Not like baby Justin Bieber. I'm talking about boyfriend Justin Bieber. I'm talking about sorry, Justin Bieber.
Sorry, Justin Bieber.
We're talking about
Justin Bieber and DJ Khaled.
I'm the one.
I'm the one.
No brainer.
No brainer.
Oh, dang it. No brainer, song of the summer. Right there. It's been the song of the past two summers.
Whoa.
Back on the charts. Yeah, song of the summer. Back out in the crowd, baby. It's a no-brainer.
All right. My song of the summer is any song by Luke Combs.
Any song by Luke Combs.
So
it's not even like Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Beer Never Broke My Heart's still on there.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be Beer Never Broke My Heart.
What if Justin Bieber and Luke Combs came out of the song?
I wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like it because it's Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
How about Old Town Road, dude? Lil Nas X. Nope.
No. Because he's good with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh.
But any song with Luke Combs.
Who would be a good, like a Tori Kelly Luke Combs song? But then that's not realistic. Tori Kelly has a very beautiful voice,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But Kelsey Ballerini. So we got to think of, like, who is the best, like, country woman singer that could go with Luke Combs in a song? Would it have to be a no-namer? Just pick up some girl from Nashville.
She'd be fine.
By the way, Nashville's like the heart and soul of country music. So, yeah, like you can just find
someone on the side of the road.
Yeah, find someone on the side of the road trying to get a tour. And then you can throw beer in the crowd again. Oh, yeah.
It'd be like Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Whoa. Were they country singers?
No. But it was
Stars Born. You know what would... That'd be a good experience. So I went to Luke Combs concert for my birthday last summer. Flex. First thing you did when you came into... With Dippin' Dots in my hand. You know how I feel about Dippin' Dots, guys. Have we talked about this? Yeah, Dippin' Dots, I'd pay $100 for a helmet of Dippin' Dots. Just letting y'all know. So, I mean, while I'm eating my Dippin' Dots, Luke Combs comes in the crowd, and he cracks open a beer, and he says, you know the song Beer Can?
Yeah.
I feel like Superman. He cracks a beer open, starts drinking it, and throws the beer into the crowd. Man, that was a good beer, I guess. Or water. Who knows? Do you think Luke Combs flexing that he drinks beer?
Oh, yeah, he is.
What kind of beer do you think he drinks? H2O?
No.
HGH?
No.
What kind of beer would you think Luke Combs would drink? What kind of, like...
He probably drinks, like...
Drink a good, like, Alaska IPA.
He probably drinks, like, probably like Keystone. Keystone Bud Definitely not Bud Light.
I think he talked about a Keystone.
Definitely not Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Probably like a Keystone or a Coors Light.
Coors Light?
Because those are like the cheaper beers. And you know them country boys
Natty
don't
Light.
Care about
So water.
So they don't care about how it tastes.
They just care about
how many beers they can pour down.
They're a quantity, not quality kind of person.
Exactly.
Keystone Light, Keith Stone for Keystone. I remember those commercials. Not Miller though. He ain't about the diet, like diet milk or whatever that is.
Diet
milk. Yeah. You might have. I bet you had a good time down there because, like, in Alaska, they make their beers from I don't know where they do. They just have a bunch of brew houses. The root beer is good. But yeah, song of the summer, Luke Combs. Anything he comes out with, and Justin Bieber, no brainer. Sorry, DJ Khaled, it's mine now. So, do we have anything else to say about
Father Ashad?
Father Ashad. You know who else was in Assad? There's some terrorist in, like, Iran that's in his name is Assad. Is DJ Khaled a terrorist?
Is he part of ISIS?
Listen to ISIS by
Logic.
That's
a fire song, too.
Do you two just chill here?
So, for the last segment of the day, I struck out pretty well this week. I golfed. And I was trying to flex, so we were chipping on the putting greens or whatever those are. And I decided whoever I was with, I was talking some trash because I'm, like, not really good at golf. So I hit the golf ball, hit it in the green, gave the club to whoever I was with, so my girlfriend's dad. And then I stared him down and then proceeded to not hit one more into the green the rest of the day.
And how'd he do?
Oh, he was smoking me. He was beating me. Then I started talking trash to her mom in basketball.
And how'd she do?
I lost. And then I tried doing a magic trick. You know how it went?
And how'd that go?
It lost. I picked the wrong card. Is this your card? Shit. Oh, I bleeped that out. Excuse me. I did say that. So, strikeout for the week was me. Did you strike out this week?
No. I can't think of anything. I mean, I don't know. I haven't got my test back, so I don't know how I deal with
that. I heard you got an 80 on that multiple choice.
Well, this morning. But that was the third test I took this week.
Third test? Come on. That's some Cheesecake Factory teaching right there.
Whoa.
Get them out of here. See y'all next week.